Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, and welcome back to Depression to Drive, Gentle Motivation to Move. Ever feel like you're carrying around a heavy backpack of emotions? You know, the kind that weighs you down, makes it hard to breathe, and sometimes even keeps you from doing the things you love. Well, guess what? It's totally normal. We all have these emotional baggage compartments. But here's the thing, stuffing those feelings away doesn't make them disappear, right? It's like ignoring a leaky faucet, it just gets worse over time. So today, we're diving into something super important, creating a safe space for emotional expression. Because let's be honest, sometimes life throws curveballs, and we need somewhere to land those emotions without judgment. This isn't about becoming a walking therapy session or spilling your guts on every street corner. It's about finding healthy outlets, nurturing self-awareness, and ultimately, building stronger connections with ourselves and others. Think of it like this. Imagine you have a toolbox filled with all these amazing tools, words, art, music, movement, whatever helps you process and express yourself. Creating a safe space is like having the perfect workshop where you can confidently pick up any tool and use it without fear. Here are 5 key takeaways to get you started on building your own emotional sanctuary. First, self-awareness is key. Start paying attention to your emotions, the little things, the big things, the subtle shifts. What triggers certain feelings? How do your physical sensations change when you're happy, sad, angry, or anxious? The more you tune in, the better equipped you are to understand and express yourself. Second, find your expression channels. Some people find solace in journaling, others in painting, dancing, singing, whatever resonates with you. Experiment with different outlets until you discover what feels authentic and liberating. Remember, there's no right or wrong way to express yourself. It's all about finding what works for you. Third, surround yourself with supportive people. We're social creatures, after all. Having a circle of trusted friends or family who create a non-judgmental space where you can be vulnerable is invaluable. They're your emotional cheerleaders, ready to listen without judgment and offer support when you need it most. Fourth, set boundaries. This might sound counterintuitive, but sometimes protecting your emotional space means saying no. It's okay to decline invitations if you need time for yourself, or to limit contact with people who drain your energy. Remember, you have the right to prioritize your well-being. Finally, practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself. It's okay to have tough days, to feel overwhelmed, to make mistakes. Treat yourself with the same understanding and empathy you would offer a close friend. Remember, growth is a journey, not a destination. Now, let me share a quick example that might resonate. Imagine your best friend just went through a breakup. They're feeling heartbroken, lost, and unsure of what to do next. You could either tell them to just get over it, or offer a listening ear, a shoulder to cry on, and a safe space for them to vent their feelings without judgment. That, my friends, is the essence of creating a safe space for emotional expression, being present, supportive, and understanding. So remember, building your own emotional sanctuary takes time, practice, and self-awareness. It's an ongoing process, but trust me, it's worth it. By nurturing your emotional well-being, you empower yourself to live a more authentic, fulfilling life. As always, keep those emotions flowing, embrace vulnerability, and never stop striving for growth. Until next time, remember, you are amazing, capable, and worthy of love and support. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who might benefit from these insights and leave a review. It really helps us spread the message of gentle motivation and emotional well-being. We'll be back tomorrow with another dose of inspiration. Keep moving forward.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.